at 620. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Nearly 3,000 homes in northwest Dallas began losing natural gas service today after Atmos Energy decided to shut it down to fix failing lines. The move follows last week's house explosion that killed a 12-year-old girl and forced hundreds of evacuations. KERA's Bill Ziebel reports residents are on edge.
Angelica Salas didn't get an evacuation order, but after one was issued for the apartments next door, she left anyway.
I am concerned of whether or not they are checking everything the way they should check, and for them to call it a safe zone if it's really, when will it really be a safe zone?
Residents have been wondering that all week. Several gas leaks have been reported, and one may have led to a house exploding on Española Drive. Neighbors say they've been smelling gas for weeks. Atmos Energy crews have been evaluating and repairing gas lines in the neighborhood around Webb Chapel and Northwest Highway. Atmos Energy President and CEO Mike Hafner.
The safety of this community, the safety of our customers, is of our prime importance and our highest priority.
Atmos points to a potential explanation of the leaks. Record rainfall and unusual geology in the neighborhood moved the old underground steel pipes. John Paris is a regional president for Atmos.
We will immediately begin a process with more than 120 contract crews to begin to replace every distribution main in the area, every service line in the area. We'll put all new gas meters in.
Atmos says that may take up to 3 weeks. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says when finished, gas will flow through new pipes made of polyvinyl chloride.
That is more forgiving in situations like this where there's movement. There will be a hardship on people because they won't have their stove, they won't have their heat in their home. But Atmos has assured me that they'll work with all of those situations.
And says Atmos, pick up the cost of all the work and replacements. Officials hope this puts residents at ease, but Itza Jimenez, picking up her first grader from Stephen Foster Elementary, isn't so sure.
Everybody is worried about what's happening. You don't know what's going to happen in the school, and you leave your kid in the school. Worry, is something going to happen? It's not going to happen, or they're going to evacuate the school or something like that.
Parents have been told by Atmos and the district the schools are safe. Even as the pipes in the neighborhood get replaced, the National Transportation Safety Board, which oversees pipelines, is investigating. A preliminary report is due in a month, but the NTSB says the final version may take another 18 months. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban stopped by the KERA studios this afternoon. He wouldn't comment on the ongoing investigation of what's been called a corrosive workplace in the team's front office. He did say he has confidence in Cynthia Marshall, the team's new CEO.
Obviously, we needed a change of culture, and there were things that we'd all do differently, but I think we're in good hands now. I'll still stay in charge of the basketball side, and she gets everything else.
You can hear more of Cuban's interview with KERA television program CEO tomorrow on Morning Edition at 8:20. One spot on the ballot for Tuesday's primary election is the Dallas County District Attorney. The race has drawn the attention of a handful of organizations, including the ACLU, that want to reform the criminal justice system. KERA's Christopher Connolly looks at an effort in Dallas County to put change front and center when voters pick a top prosecutor.
About a month ago, life changed in a big way for William Roundtree.
I was just released from penitentiary January 29th. I did 13 years and 10 months for receiving stolen property.
That was the tail end, he says, of an all-too-typical story in the Pleasant Grove neighborhood of southern Dallas where he grew up. Drugs, dealing, addiction, stealing, a few short prison stays for petty crimes, and then one long sentence for theft and being a habitual offender.
My son grew up while I was away. My son was 7. He's a 20-year-old man now, you know. And I'm a grandfather.
The 40-year-old goes by the nickname Tree. He has a trimmed beard and a lot of tattoos. And he's got a new job, knocking on doors for the American Civil Liberties Union to gin up support for reforms.
What is it?
Ma'am, my name is Tree. I'm with the ACLU of Texas, Campaign for Smart Justice.
Equipped with smartphones and stacks of campaign literature, Roundtree and a team of canvassers, most of them ex-offenders, are crisscrossing Dallas to tell people there's a district attorney election coming up, and the winner will have profound power to affect lives. The campaign is about mobilizing voters and educating them. The ACLU won't endorse a candidate, but they want to help voters learn where candidates stand on policies favored by reformers, things like overhauling bail and increasing transparency and funding drug diversion programs. Sharon Watkins-Jones is the political director of the ACLU of Texas.
Prosecutors are trained to convict, to find people guilty. The paradigm shift has to be that their job is to seek justice, whether that's a conviction or not charging someone.
These days, only a tiny handful of criminal cases are decided by judge and jury. Most end in plea agreements worked out with prosecutors. And Watkins-Jones says a district attorney's discretion gives them great power.
So the district attorney decides how to dispense cases, whether to charge or not, whether to charge a juvenile as an adult, whether to ask for the death penalty. The district attorney is in charge of bail and how people have to wait for trial.
The ACLU plans to roll out similar campaigns in 10 other states this year. They want to build on the momentum that's propelled reformers into top prosecutors' offices in Houston, Chicago, and other cities over the last few years. It's a specifically local approach that comes as the federal government's focus is shifting away from a decade of criminal justice reform.
This president was elected as a law and order president. He was elected to make America safe again.
That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions at a press conference late last year. Since taking office, Sessions has upended a host of reforms put into practice during the Obama administration.
We will not cede a community, a block, or a street corner to violent thugs who peddle poison or to violent gangs who prey on even children.
In Texas, though, a tough-on-crime tradition has largely given way to bipartisan reform efforts in Austin. Over the past decade, the legislature has quietly chipped away at a lot of policies responsible for the state's ballooning prison population. With crime declining, lawmakers didn't want to keep increasing prison budgets. In southern Dallas, a couple hundred people gather for a forum at Paul Quinn College, where the two Democrats running to be the Dallas County District Attorney share the stage. Both are former judges, both African American, and both say a less punitive justice system can make Dallas safer and fairer.
I'm Judge Elizabeth Davis Frizzell, and there's one reason and one reason only that I want to be DA, and it's because I want to reduce mass incarceration.
Her opponent, John Crusoe, pitches himself as a longtime innovator who launched Dallas County's first drug diversion program.
What we did is took people, we didn't indict them, we didn't make them plead guilty, we put them through treatment, we cured the problem, and we dismissed the case.
The winner of the primary will face Republican Faith Johnson, who was appointed by the governor after Susan Hawke stepped down to focus on her mental health in 2016. Johnson has also talked about a more compassionate justice system. On WFAA-TV, she talked about helping people expunge old arrest records so they can get jobs.
And I'm not a DA for the Republicans. I'm not a DA for the Democrats. I'm a DA for everybody in Dallas County.
Back on the street, William Roundtree says he's been thinking a lot these days about how policies in the district attorney's office shaped his own trajectory decades ago.
Way back when I was young and started taking these convictions, what if there would have been a different agenda in the office of the DA? I'm not saying I'm innocent or not saying that I didn't deserve to be punished, but maybe things could have been different in my life.
That's why he'll keep knocking on doors to create a criminal justice system with more opportunities than he received. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Tomorrow is your last chance to vote early in the Texas primaries. Election day is Tuesday. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org. It's 63 degrees right now in Dallas, low tonight of 43. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.